Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the homily today is recorded in the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 23rd chapter. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." This is our text. Are we to live as Christians? That question has elicited all sorts of answers, some good, some not, some right on target, and others more than a little vague and empty, or so empty that they become false. The Word of God, which is set before us this morning from the Passion History of our Lord, is the account of Jesus and the two criminals who were crucified with him. It takes us exactly to the heart of what it means to live as a Christian. And it can be summed up in this way: to live a life of repentance. Now, what does that mean? This lesson shows us the essence of life lived under the cross of Christ. It shows us the way that the cross leads us to live. The lesson is about repentance, the true confession of sins, the absolution, the forgiveness that is our life. It shows us the difference between the truly penitent heart and the impenitence of unbelief. And it shows us the place where our Lord most particularly enters and penetrates our life in his glorious absolution. The word spoken to the penitent criminal is the same absolution that is spoken to you and me, and it's spoken on the same basis. These two men crucified with Jesus were literally evildoers. The old translation, or as our hymn has it, thieves, doesn't quite capture the depth of what they were. They were malefactors, evildoers. That essentially is the Greek word that's used. Criminals might be the best that we can do today to translate that, but even that is a little bit too vague. They are men who are in their very hearts evil. Like St. Paul, who described his own evil nature: "The good that I want to do, I do not do. But the evil that I don't want to do, that I keep on doing." And in that, we and they are alike. We are one with them. That's the poison which afflicts our hearts from the very moment that we are conceived until we go to the grave. "In sin did my mother conceive me," said David. But there is between those two criminals, and it's the difference between penitence and impenitence. To live a life of repentance means that you know your sinfulness, not just your sins, but you know your sinfulness, your sinful condition. Repentance means to be sorrowful, to be in anguish over one's sin. And so that's the first part of repentance. But there is forgiveness from our Lord, brought about by that blood shed on the cross. And the second part of repentance then is simply faith, simply believing the promise of God, your sins are forgiven. When you hear your pastor speak the words, "I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit," it's not your pastor who forgives you. It's not your pastor who has opened the gates for you. It is Christ himself who speaks to you through the mouth of his servant or through the mouth of your friend. And you who hear those words stand or hang beside Jesus as a common criminal. And the words you hear mean the same thing that Jesus said, "Assuredly I say unto you, today you will be with me in paradise." Now that's a promise of the future, but it's also a promise for right now, where you, as a child of God, have the forgiveness of sins. There you have paradise, now, today. You have as your very own possession the kingdom of God. The declaration that you hear is as certain as the declaration that man hanging on the cross heard, coming from Jesus' mouth. It seems that both of these men had heard Jesus called the Christ, that is, the Anointed One, the Messiah. Even the unrepentant criminal had heard that, but he blasphemed Jesus, offering ridicule and scorn, and that was his unbelief. But the confessing criminal knows what he is and what Jesus is, and he believes Jesus' promise. He confesses his sin. "We are condemned indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds." And then he acknowledges his Lord. "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." That is his confession of faith. It's not validated by his having been a Christian for such a long time. It's not validated by his doing certain acts of kindness or doing something else to show that he was really, really sorry for his sin. It's valid simply because Jesus promises it. And you have it too, through faith, and only through faith, believing it, and that's all. Jesus speaks the one great absolution. "Today you will be with me in paradise." Words with the same force as those spoken to the paralyzed man, "Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven." And it also promises that you live with him in his everlasting kingdom, starting now and ever in his kingdom of heaven. My dear friends, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. Let us join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.